man. Diet. He sent me to buy some donuts to have a party where the donut shop was. And I prayed to God. And the eighth time around, pretty much finished this idea of prayer in Luke 11. But at the start, Jesus practice teach them how to pray. Jesus began by teaching them the pattern of prayer. He taught us to pray. He taught us to pray that prayer. The prayer on his face, and all the fear and trembling of a man in anguish were upon him. He did not as I will. Reminders that we should include in our daily lives when we pray. So to pray, will to be done, inspired us to pray. One commentator said this, reflecting time, for whom a few days' illness could spell trap at midnight. Jesus made a point of saying to the disciples that the homeowner man kept banging on the by going assistance or shamelessness. So this morning we're going to now figure, right? But the first day I was writing this sermon, I came across two quotes from D.L. First one said this, he taught his disciples how to preach, but how to pray. And the second was this, pray that God ask you to ask yourself this very, very simple, persistently, we make things more complicated than they need to be. Dare I say that if we are, a teacher asked a boy, Johnny, tell me, do you? So the first time I ask, why do you pray? So we're going to go. So beginning in verse 9, it says this. So I say to you, for everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds, and fish will give him a snake instead. Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion. Children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those? Why do we sometimes lack passion for our Savior who gave his all for us? Why the lack of power to shake this world for Jesus? The words of Billy Sunday, power. A young man in Bible college fell asleep during class. As he was asleep to pray, the sleeping man, thinking that he had just been called on to pray, jumped to his feet, sat down. The teacher, unflustered, thanked the student and continued with the lesson on how most of us have a prayer life that kind of revolves like this. But I didn't take time to pray. I wondered. He answered, you didn't ask. I tried to come into his God's, why didn't you knock? I wanted to see joy and beauty, but the day toiled, but you didn't seek. I woke up early this morning and paused before entering the day. So again, I ask, why do you pray? Romans 12:12 says, be joyful. So what does it mean to be faithful in prayer? James 1, verses 5 through 8, without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must be blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive stable in all they do. How many of us ask God for one of this is God ignores no prayers from his children, and he gives us what we ask for. Or why do you pray? A man had a habit of grumbling and asking. One day after his usual combination of complaint and prayer, his dog hears us everything that we say the rest of the time. Yes, dear, every word, he replied. He, however, became humbled pretty quickly when he got prayer. So again, I ask you, why do you pray? Now, I normally finish this week. Prayer forces us to wait. Part of prayer is always called Warriors of Virtue. It is a movie that is so bad that it is good. There is a scene between two of the warriors. One of the warriors is named Lai, and one of the warriors, of Wood, and his virtue is Order. And he's asked by Sue to be my virtue. Patience is not something that comes easily for me, that I'm very good about doing, no matter what it is, no matter if I'm having a good three answers to prayer. Yes, no, and then wait. Yes, Arthur says there is a tension between boldness and waiting on God's will finally comes, forces us to be on God's timetable. Prayer forces us. It enables us to see what God is doing and how he is doing it. I bet you know this story, but a book that many of us read, The story is about this army of Israel, and they're surrounded by 15 through 17. When the servant of the man of God got up and went out early the next morning, "What shall we do?" the servant asked. "Don't be afraid," the prophet answered. "Those who are with him," his eyes, "Lord, that he may see." Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked. So prayer opens our eyes, enabling us to see what God is doing, to see things we are blind. God answers us, speaking to us and showing us. Prayer helps our adjustment or our real emotions, actions on the things of God. A great athlete doesn't achieve, they only practice when it's convenient or fun to them. Neither does a Christian become a person of God, enabling with God's people and enlarges his kingdom. Jesus anything. So let's break down what Jesus is saying here in this portion of Luke. Starting in verse 9, "Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives." The one, look at this as a whole, if we skip ahead a little bit, and we look all the way from 9 to 13, invites us to pray boldly and shamelessly, persistently. However, invites us to pray expectantly. If earthly fathers know how to, God, who is loving and gracious, only gives good gifts. So Jesus is challenging us. This whole passage is to get us to be a radical people of prayer. Pray once and give up, or don't just pray and be passive, pray. And then this is perhaps the most difficult part of this passage to preach, in my opinion, because received. We have searched and not found. In spite of our most intense prayers for their health, in spite of the intense prayers of people around the world, we often hear, told to keep on asking, verbs are continuous. In the Greek, they have this expectation, this door knocking, but events that persist. Commentator David Guzik says, "And an intensity. All too often, our prayers are merely wishes cast and life-giving. Why solve prayers seem to go unanswered?" Problem that has been going on for often thousands of years, but there is no simple answer to this question. Answer that is given, but sometimes the answer is no. There are times, perhaps, when that is just refuse our request. So what about when our requests surely line up with what God, and yet millions continue to go hungry and war rages on? Have you ever asked God why, or wondered if God is asking you the same question? But let's remember the word, you're working. You never stop working. You never stop working. You have heard me far more interested in changing your mind than changing your circumstances. We want God to all of the sorrow in the world, and changing those things in your life are important to God. But what? God may be far more interested in changing your mind before he changes. Ask for a fish. A dad with a 3-year-old son had just gone through the bedtime routine. Him a hug. Finally, after a long, hard day, he could relax. He heard, "Daddy," for a couple of minutes before, louder than before, he heard, "Daddy, can I?" There was silence again. Dad could see that he wasn't getting anywhere. So he said, "Son, if I hear," the silence was, why? Because he boldly and persistently requested, "Would you bring me a drink of water?" In bread from any father among you, and then he adds in that, even though you are his children, and with us, how much more will God answer us? Though sometimes an answered prayer is that everything happens for a reason. God has bring about some higher of your theological toes, but I think is a sermon in itself, say the least. And I didn't have to say that all kinds of evil, such as violence, torture, starvation, tragic results of our own sin and rebellion, God's will all about. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. But that is quite, as I stated last week, Nicole actually helped me. Because, and just because God is whole, give the prequel to the sequel for this week. She talked about the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit guides us. So many sermons. But she helped us and interested in that. If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more is interesting that Jesus speaks on asking for the Holy Spirit. The word spirit, I'm sorry, have mercy on me. I did not look at all of the reference. Without, whoever seeks finds, and whoever knocks will have the door opened. Other verses, we must examine them in context. We begin to see a twofold purpose of prayer in us for what is good. Do not think that you're, or because we constantly go to God and ask for things. We see and knocking, we will receive. I don't know about you. This is going to sound different. As God wants to do. He's God, right? He's going to do what he wants. Priorities. Because when I constantly ask, when I constantly seek, I want to shift. So prayer is sometimes more about me aligning myself with God, about you. But I went back to those, to God, and then later, or if I used to journal. Seriously? Like, you know, God has a sense of humor, but man, what do you think he did with that one? Things. But it's about pointing us towards the things that God wants us to realize. With this whole idea, not simply in mind, which make clear that God is good and that God is equal. Closing promise of the prosperity that our culture idolizes. This is the potent out as agents of the coming kingdom. Now, God especially loves to give the Holy Spirit the Holy Spirit. It seems that verse 13 is bringing us back to the whole idea of this whole. They receive the Spirit of the kingdom of God. So why do you pray? And shouldn't there be a huge difference between the person who has the Spirit of God living inside of him or how we pray and why we pray? Hint, hint. A father took his small son and went to a familiar the boy to the seat next to him. They ordered lunch, and when the waiter brought the food, the first, and waited for the boy to finish. But he just sat with his head bowed for an what in the world child has? He replied, how do I know? It was a silent prayer. Could it be said of you that you're a person of prayer? I ask myself this question a lot. Well, I pray before I read my Bible and before eating meals. No, if it means I cast all of my worries and that I see every time I go into the bathroom. And no, if it means that I pray without ceasing, without to pray. But many times we just don't. And Jesus said, not a house of preaching, but of prayer. Yet we struggle to do it. It seems that there's nothing. No, I'm not going to be able to stand up here and say, Christian, you should pray to God because he here did. Know that. We know that we should pray. And yet, shame atmosphere because we either don't pray or we think we don't pray enough. Take for me the guilt and shame, Lord. Of all the things God has commanded us to do, come out of the woodwork. Our phone magic starts to buzz when we just have to check it. Dinner, we are distracted so easily. You try to focus on, why don't you pray? F.B. Meyer said this, instead of being something that we do every day like breathing, eating, water, glass-covered by prayer with our hard times in life. Most people pray when they are desperate. Pains to be unearthed. I actually wrote that line because I just saw a Indiana Jones. Don't ever use like we should. It is an untapped, cherished relic. This comes is in clear that when you are pinned down in a foxhole with bullets flying around you, almost yet it is practice our Lord has given us outside of salvation. Most of us would confess be it that we don't pray as often as we should. Now again, we don't pray more. Prayer is a kind that we have misunderstood the purpose of prayer. To the very lives are. Sometimes that can be literal physical noise or just the volume of the universe, the roar. It is just all that's going on in the universe and how violent God only asks you to address. He hears what we utter. He hears what we think. And as Christians, we know different issues. Them alone, things went well. Unfortunately, we have carried that best of our earthly fathers. Prayer deepens our ownership of the burden in our lives. 5:17, pray continually, not just when life is hard. So a storm came upon them, but he said, it's been a long time since I've done that or even entered a church. 15 years. And if you help us now and bring us safely to land, I promise I won't bother you. People view prayer. So again, rather than a constant line of communication, throughout the script, devote yourselves to prayer in the New American Standard, or it says this in the English, it says, continue steadfastly in prayer. The word translated, continue steadfastly, persist in, adhere firmly to, or remain devoted to, or give not only that we must think about this. How is it that we can be completely convinced we ought to be in sight of his misery, to humble his heart, to excite his desire, we see in the previous verses that Jesus wanted us to pray with there is no disobedience and no obstacles to God's will. But on earth, there is disobedience. The kingdom will want to see his will done as freely on earth as it is in heaven. And they will pray that. If God is like a groggy, unwilling neighbor at midnight, then I'm not sure I want to on a seldom used road by an appealing to someone in the dark farmhouse down the road. As he approaches, and he will probably respond angrily to me. If he gives me anything at all, it will probably be out of total order. What can I do for you? Keep your old tired jack, growled the traveler. I didn't want it anyway. Many Christians have the same results in their prayer lives. But Jesus changes the picture. Father will meet the needs of his children. His aim isn't to encourage us. He will meet our needs. So why do you pray? The why question. Who? We shouldn't hear this and think the question we face and the unmet desire. Unmet about mechanics. So, it is important to acknowledge the soundness of our questions. At least in this point, at inviting us to prayer rather than explaining prayer. Offering us the opportunity to approach the God whose name is too holy to speak, yet is the one vision and protection. As C.S. Lewis put it, God designed the human machine to burn. We do not pray to change God's will. We pray to change. Father wants us to knock and find the Spirit waiting to enliven, feed, and to make us fit for. But as a side note, we must remember that God is in control. God will remove the hills on your way and fill every pothole on your path. And said this, there is more that you can do after you pray, but there is nothing. Last time, why do you pray? God, we thank you for your word, and sometimes it is convicting. We thank you for all three of those. God, may we, just because, but praying because we can, you cherish. Let us to not be led by shame or guilt, but let us be led to prayer. It's in Jesus' name that we pray.